Hey, welcome to day four of CryptoLives 365. My name is Michael Tazzoni, and I'm an adventurer. So today's topic is risk aversion versus seeking risk. There's two types of people in the world. There's people who are risk averse. Those would be the people who try to avoid any kind of investments. They don't really travel much. They like a nice steady job without any risks. They don't really like opportunities because they're afraid they might lose money, and they're typically very, very skeptical of a lot of stuff. And then there's people who are risk-seeking. So these would be people who do invest. They're very curious. They travel. They explore the world. And they typically don't like having just one mundane job where they have just to do one thing over and over and over. Actually, those people may even switch jobs many times throughout their life. Now, I don't know if this is the difference is caused by genetics or how you grew up, but I think it was how you get raised. And in my case, I was actually very lucky that my parents instilled a love of travel in me when I was growing up. Back in USSR, we traveled quite a bit, as much as we could at least, or within the confines of USSR, since we were not allowed to leave the country. On the way to U.S., we had to spend a whole year in Italy. That was quite fun because I was 10 years old and we basically had to live in a city and a beach. And even though we didn't have a lot of money, there was quite a lot to explore, quite a lot to do, and many ways of finding food and other resources to sustain us. Then, even though we didn't have a lot of money, we still traveled around Europe throughout that time. Then when we came to U.S., we also traveled quite a lot, too. Even without a lot of money, we basically saved up every little bit we could and traveled on a budget, taking really, really cheap buses overnight, eating lunches of bologna sandwiches and cucumbers, basically whatever we could do in order to save up, scrunch up, and go see places. Like we saw Disney World, I believe, the first year we came here, even though most people who lived here most of their lives have never been. And obviously Canada and mountains and other places around. The other inspiration for me when I was growing up was a cartoon called Disney's DuckTales. It was a story about Scrooge McDuck, who was a very, very rich uncle of three nephews, and he would take his nephews around adventures, traveling the world. Unfortunately, the comic that was written by Carl Barks, which had a lot of kind of classical liberal mindset stories with being frugal, earning money by working hard, a bunch of economics and financial lessons. Unfortunately, those were actually not included in the comic. The comic was mainly focused on adventure type of stuff, flying around, exploring caves, finding out like mysteries and blah, blah, blah. And that cartoon was actually a big inspiration in my life as well. So, in my own life, I did move around quite a bit when I was a kid. We traveled a lot. I explored quite a lot of things as a kid and as I grew up. I've traveled quite a lot of countries. I explored a lot of cultures. I've learned to cook various cuisines from various cultures. I actually got myself a pilot license and a plane and had a couple of flying adventures of my own, too, like flying from Baltimore all the way down to Key West in a tiny little single-engine plane, dodging clouds and weather and other issues during an eight-hour kind of a little stressful but quite fun trip. Also flew over to Kentucky, which was also another little adventure with some mountains and the clouds coming down over them. I actually got to fly in a B-21 bomber, Panchita, which was the last bomber that's still in operation, which actually made it all the way to Tokyo during World War II. So that was kind of cool. I explored quite a lot of beaches around Southern Europe. Actually, what I like to do is I like to walk off from some of the kind of the public beaches and then just walk all the way down the beaches and the wild areas, because that's where you get to see all the wildlife, all the rock formations and other stuff that you would not see kind of in the touristy areas, I guess. I've explored quite a few caves, actually, too. There are some that I've done, of course, in the eastern border of U.S. There's some that I've explored around the Caribbean islands, some in Europe as well. I've been to quite a few tall mountain peaks as well, some of the famous ones as well. I skied all over the eastern coast and plan to do some of that in the Alps and the west coast. And I plan to learn to sail this summer as well. So this way I'll conquer the sea, land, and sky. And right now I'm actually building my own airplane from scratch, and it should be done this summer. So once that's done, I'll have plenty of more adventures of flying around the country. And one of the things that I actually plan to do in the next couple of years is take a trip around the world in my plane. I would actually end up joining a very, very short list of only 230 people who have ever done this in their own little prop planes. So today I'm still in Hawaii, by the way, and today we actually bought another little adventure. It was a helicopter tour around Maui and Molokai. And Molokai is an island all of you have probably seen many, many times because it's been featured in movies and shows like Jurassic Park, Castaway, Lost, and quite a few others too. It was also my first time flying in a helicopter, by the way, which honestly was a little surprising because it was a lot more stable than I thought it would be, considering how those things look like they're swinging around and stuff. I figured it'd be a lot more motion, but no, it was almost like sitting in an elevator or a gondola that's not suspended from anything. And with regards to helicopters, I still have reservations about learning to fly them because if an engine fails in a helicopter, you have very little time to react and land, whereas if it lands in an airplane, you pretty much become a glider. I mean, the benefit is, of course, that helicopters can go pretty much anywhere, whereas a plane is very, very limited. So, what is all this about? Well, as I mentioned, there's two types of people, risk-averse and risk-seeking. The risk-seeking types are the adventurers, but the risk-seeking types are also your business people, your entrepreneurs, innovators, basically people who move the world and create innovations, make changes, shape the world in the way that they want to see it created. And somebody who invests in cryptocurrencies would obviously be somebody who is very risk-seeking. So myself, when I was learning about finances, one of the things that I kind of figured out was if you invest in stocks and other things, you could risk a little bit, but the gains are quite high. You can actually retire a little earlier, and you actually have time to enjoy life and travel and do whatever you want. Whereas if you're risk-averse and you don't invest, you won't lose money that you invest, but you will also guarantee to lose pretty much in life, because by the time you retire, you will not have any money to actually live off of. With cryptocurrencies businesses in general, I was very risk-seeking. So when I found out about Bitcoin, I actually, within a couple of weeks of learning and reading up about it, I moved all my savings into it, which turned out to be a great idea. And the reason I did that was not because I took a massive risk without knowing about it. I actually knew exactly what I was getting myself into and figured that if I would have lost what little I had at the time, it would not have been a big loss. I would have just started from zero again. And if I gained, I would be where I am right now. Likewise, for example, my business partner and best friend, Eric, he was a little bit risk-averse for a while, but about a year ago, he decided to take a big risk, quit his job and pursue entrepreneurship and business, even though he did not have much to support himself with, which, in a way, is paying out quite a lot already. I more recently also took a big risk. I used quite a lot of credit card, went into quite a high credit card debt in order to learn about real estate, and that is actually paying out quite a bit too. I've been getting about one to two properties every single month just starting this year, and that should be a pretty substantial cash flow going forward. But again, this is something that somebody who's risk averse probably would have never even definitely would not have been comfortable with putting as much on credit cards as I had to do in order to get myself started with this. And, well, a lot of my other friends are risk-seeking as well. They're entrepreneurs. They're also adventurers. And they, like me and like the rest of us, are shaping the world in the way that we want while enjoying the hell out of life. So, if you want to be successful, if you want to invest, if you want to have fun in life while doing this, I would strongly suggest that you become an adventurer like myself and like my friends. Anyway, that's it for today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.